You guys know about the big balls? Everybody know about the big balls? Well, it looks like most of you know about the big balls. I will tell you the rest of you, for those of you who don't know about the big balls, if sometime tonight you see four enormous beach balls go flying out into the audience, that can only mean one thing, of course. Enough said. Okay, if the balls go out into the audience, what you're basically doing is we're handing the music over to you for that period of time. Okay, just giving you some backup music for the big ball explanation right now. Each ball corresponds to one member of the band. We're not going to tell you which ball corresponds to which member, but if at some point in time, Peter, our faithful helper who's sitting backstage here, throws the big balls out of the audience, what happens is the music basically starts getting taken over by you. Each of us will be playing to our corresponding ball, depending on how it would be hit. We did this last night, for those of you who were there. And that was pretty good. Wow. And you know, if you want to, if somebody's using Mike's hat, you have to figure out first of all whose ball is who, and that's pretty easy by just kind of watching each ball. And at that point, you know, if you're controlling Mike's ball and it's coming towards you, boom, when you hit the ball, he goes to the ball. So when you're done with a big ball jam, you just knock the balls back up onto the stage and the music keeps going. So it's that simple. So that's it. The balls come out, it's all yours. The jam is going in whichever way you guys make it happen at that point. You know, you can grab the big ball and that would make somebody sustain a note or something. Or I don't know. That's it. So maybe I could be a fly.
Can for everybody.